is an exclusive interview from Leeds Student Radio.
I'm sat here with Ross and Craig of Twin Atlantic. How are you doing?
Amazing, man. You alright?
I'm good. It's always eager to see you guys in this nice cramped for us.
Yeah.
What's it like living in such a small... It's so tiny.
You're quite tall.
I am quite tall.
Yeah. I think for us it's not so bad.
Talk about the new album. You've only just released it. How's the reaction been so far in general to the new material?
It's kind of blown our minds a bit, because I think it's always terrifying when you release new material, especially because we kind of picked up quite a lot of fans in our last album. I think, you know, it's a great position to be in, but the more people that are into your band, there's more pressure and expectation. And I think the new songs are getting an even bigger reaction than the old one, which is, you can't really ask for more, so
of course,
it's a big relief.
How did you guys go about releasing the follow-up to Free? Because obviously Free was a massive album for you guys. It was kind of the biggest sort of statement. Talk to the States, off it. You did very well in the UK. Went to Bands Warped Tour, did a lot of quite big monumental stuff. How did you kind of sit down and start writing songs to follow that up? Was it quite natural, or was it kind of...
It was quite natural. We had a lot of material, didn't we? We had a lot of songs actually saved up that we just thought maybe weren't right for Free as well. So before we'd even started writing, we had like a lot of things going on. I think the key for us was to not think about it too much and just to kind of, you know, we never thought about, oh right, God, we've got to do something because the last one went down well and whatever. We did start playing to a lot more people, but I don't think that we ever worried about the pressure of it. I think that what was actually cool for us is knowing that there was people there that were actually wanting to hear something else was almost like inspiring rather than like the opposite.
Right. Okay.
So I think it kind of helped.
Helped knowing that people were out there looking for
material. So remember when we were writing things, it just made the whole process of being in the studio like exciting, because we knew that obviously we're doing it for ourselves, but like ultimately we need people to like the band, to be a band.
So you said you had a lot of material already sort of saved up. Does that mean you kind of did a lot of your writing on tour or on the road? Because you seem to be a non-stop on the road the last couple of years.
Yeah, it was more Samwood, I guess, because we were quite lucky, we were on a bus for a lot of it. So, I mean, that's good in the sense that Sam could write, because if we're in a van, even writing for Sam would have been tricky, because eight guys really cramped, so obviously we couldn't set like up drum kits and stuff in here. But just having that, I think pretty much the majority of it was written, like, you know, in the bus or in hotel rooms at night by like Sam, and then we'd work on it back in Glasgow. So all the stuff that we hadn't, I mean, I think the majority of the stuff was written after Free, but there's a few songs that were already there or ideas we'd had left over from Free that we'd start with. Having just some songs to start off with gave us like, you know, a kind of starting point. You know, it wasn't like we were starting completely from scratch, so.
Which is kind of what we're going to be doing next thing, which is the first single I've ever done it, and it's exciting.
You released your first single, Heart and Soul, which was kind of, I think, released in kind of March time. Why did you choose Heart and Soul as your first single to be released?
It was quite different from anything we'd done before, and we felt like we wanted to make kind of a statement, because it would be really easy to have just done like Free Part 2,
Just
kind of whatever, which is what like a lot bands do, you know, and we just wanted to make sure we didn't fall into that trap, so we could have released other songs that are on the record that are maybe more akin, like there's a couple of songs which maybe sound like a kind of bridge between the two albums, and we thought in our heads briefly, well, maybe we could do that, and it's almost like an introduction, but it just wasn't like inspiring to us. We wanted to kind of be bold and brave.
A lot of bands do seem to feel that they need to release a song that bridges between two records, don't they?
But
I suppose in your sense it was more about showing people you've almost developed as a band, I suppose.
Yeah.
How do you guys feel that your music's changed? I've listened to the record and there's nothing like, I don't want to be like critical, but I feel there's nothing like, you know, you haven't gone in a new direction with synths or something like that. You're kind of you've got a bigger sound, you've obviously progressed, but how do you feel that sort of happened within your music?
It's maybe less like stylistically, like you're saying, it's not like it's like, you know, a synth record or like, you know, mega poppy, but I think it's just maybe more the structure of the songs are a lot simpler than we had before, and the parts are probably less technical and stuff like that, so it's maybe more, instead of having 8 or 10 ideas in one song, it's maybe like 2 or 3, you know, and that's actually, we found that that's actually probably harder to do than have like 9 or 10 ideas, because you can kind of just, you know, stick into it. We used to be quite good at just sticking things together, you know, like things that probably shouldn't, whereas this one we kind of made it, everything had to fit the key of the song, so it flowed a lot nicer, and it was actually harder to get a song that was maybe 3 minutes long that held people's attention.
I was looking at your Wikipedia, looking at a few interviews and stuff, I realised you've toured with a huge amount of American bands from quite a young, young age in your band.
Yeah.
When you're first starting out, you saw the Circa Survive and Blink 182 and Third Seconds to Mars this year as well. Why do you think sort of American bands have this kind of affiliation with you guys?
I think we've got quite it's strange because we've got such a Scottish sound in vocals, but I think we do, the reason we're probably a band is because we're all fans of a lot of American rock music. Not that we're not fans of British rock music, but I think that's kind of like the road that our band went down, especially in the beginning. So I think it just appeals to them because it sounds maybe like something that they're familiar with.
Okay.
It kind of seems to work well.
I wanted to finish on a couple of sort of gimmicky questions for you two. if you could choose one musician, dead or alive, to work with or play live with, who would you choose?
You would pick Freddie Mercury. I don't know why, but you can talk for yourself.
Eddie Vedder?
I probably would.
Yeah, from Pearl Jam, there you go.
I'm glad you
didn't. I know you didn't ask us to do that, but.
One last one, you can pick for each other as well, I guess. Who has the worst touring habits? touring habits in this tour?
You're actually very. You don't really have any bad habits, if I'm being honest. Like, I'm not just saying that, you're very. Annoyingly annoying.
I feel everything for the upstairs a minute ago because I was doing a preach.
Wait, I think I missed it.
Well, basically, they were all saying, what would you like to do before you die? Because Spider, one of our guitar techs, somehow got into this pure morbid question. They were going around and they were talking about all these things they wanted to do, and then I just kind of like listened, and then at the end I was like, you know, it's just interesting because all you've said is like things that you all want to do that would benefit you, but none of you have like said anything that would actually leave a lasting good impression like on the earth.
Well, guys, thank you very much for talking to us.
Cheers. Thank you very much. Cheers.
And good luck with the show tonight. Have a good one.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Cheers. It's the end of our sweet universe. You